Before leaving for Europe, President Bush defended his decision to reject the Kyoto Treaty on global warming. He urged more research into the causes of global warming and into technologies that might reduce the problem. NPR's Richard Harris reports on one such technology known as carbon storage.
One reason it is so hard to deal with the issue of climate change is that the obvious solution is to get rid of fossil fuels, which currently supply more than 3/4 of the world's energy. These fuels, coal and oil and natural gas, generate carbon dioxide gas when they're burned, and that contributes to the greenhouse effect. David Keith from Carnegie Mellon University says there's some radical new thinking on how to deal with this problem.
In the 70s, many of us thought the future of fossil fuels would be short because we would run out. And then those of us who thought hard about climate change, maybe in the 80s and 90s, thought the future of fossil fuels would be short because there was an unbreakable link between using fossil fuels and emitting carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. Now I think we can say that both of those things are false.
It's evident that the world will rely on fossil fuels for a long time to come, since there is so much cheap energy locked up in coal and oil and natural gas. But that doesn't mean that the atmosphere has to be used as the exclusive dumping ground for the carbon dioxide that's produced.
It is possible to capture it in more or less the same way we capture some traditional pollutants.
Plant emissions can be bubbled through a liquid, for example, that takes up carbon dioxide. And oil companies already know how to pipe carbon dioxide around and how to pump it back underground, presumably in this case into rocky pockets that would hold the gas forever. Even today, oil companies use this method to get more oil out of the ground. So Keith says this is not science fiction.
Many bits of the technology exist in full industrial scale today, kind of lying around in our tool bench that we could assemble to make this technology work.
The idea is called carbon storage or carbon sequestration. The concept has been kicking around in universities and energy department labs for a dozen years, but all of a sudden the field is no longer a sleepy backwater.
Excuse me, could I ask everyone to find a seat, please?
The Energy Department organized a meeting about the topic last month, and organizers were stunned when more than 400 people showed up, spilling out into the hallways outside the meeting rooms. If all power plants and factories stopped letting carbon dioxide up their smokestacks, that would go a long way toward a cure for global warming. But even the enthusiasts at this meeting agreed on a cautionary cliché.
There's a number of approaches going to be required. There's no one silver bullet.
This use of fossil fuels without CO2 emissions is certainly not a magic bullet.
If it is seized upon as a silver bullet, there will be a lot of skepticism for it.
It's not a silver bullet. It's not a panacea, certainly.
That last voice belongs to Dale Heidloff of American Electric Power. That Midwestern utility is the nation's largest consumer of coal. Heidloff says coal isn't going away anytime soon, but neither is the issue of climate change.
The fact is the global climate change problem is real, and the world body politic, if you will, is on a course to mitigate those emissions and ultimately stabilize atmospheric concentrations.
So instead of fighting what the company sees as inevitable, American Electric Power is trying to get ahead by addressing climate change rather than denying it.
There are some economic advantages to being an early actor, a first mover. And if in the process we can help develop technological solutions that we own and then can deploy both domestically and internationally, we have a new business opportunity that didn't currently exist.
The oil industry is also interested. 9 of the big companies have created a $25 million project to study carbon storage. Gardner Hill from BP heads that research effort. The goal is to find ways to bring down the costs of carbon storage. At the moment, they are astronomical.
These challenges are very substantial, and we think that by working together and by pooling our experience and our knowledge, we are more likely to be successful in developing a new technology which will substantially reduce the cost of CO2 capture and storage.
If the price comes down enough, the oil companies could end up as big winners. Carbon storage could become part of their business. But environmental activists aren't so sure they like this approach to combating climate change. David Hawkins from the Natural Resources Defense Council says his colleagues in the movement will object strongly if industry tries to argue that carbon storage can be used instead of switching to cleaner sources of energy.
If, on the other hand, it is advocated as part of a portfolio of strategies that are needed to address climate change, I think there's a chance of a much more positive attitude.
And then there's the public attitude to consider. It will always be cheaper to release carbon dioxide into the atmosphere than bury it underground, so carbon storage will never happen unless atmospheric emissions are taxed or regulated like a pollutant, and either way, energy will get more expensive. So, on top of the technical and economic issues of carbon storage, a huge political issue will have to be resolved if this technology is ever going to play a role in slowing global warming. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.